If I could just come back quickly to, because I didn't want it to be lost, the first point I think that Councillor Henderson made was that all members should be notified about any minor amendments. And I think that's easily achievable by a tweak to the wording that I'm happy to second Ivan on that one. If
the movement second, I'm happy to accept that.
I'm happy to accept that, Chairman, but I'm quite conscious of the fact that I might delay the process.
Well, I think
it could be that by email, maybe, or some round-robin circulation.
It doesn't have to be an email, yeah. But the authority be delegated to the head of planning services in consultation with the chairman of the local planning committee to make minor amendments to be notified to all members at the same time to the text. So that I've got something along those lines. I don't think that's onerous, is it? I think it's quite reasonable. And I would, to be honest, I would assume that would be done anyway. But then when I've mentioned it, I'm thinking I shouldn't assume because it might not get done through no malicious intent. It might just get omitted. I'll put you down, Jeff. Okay, I've got a list here. Carlo was next to speak.
Yeah, just on the point that Jeff raised about the if this plan is going to be thrown out again. I don't think this is going to be the case. Government, as it was announced at two local plan committees ago, awarded Colchester Tendring and Braintree the sum of £642,000 with more in the pipeline for the work we're doing cross-border with Colchester North and West Tendring. So therefore, it would be absurd if this was going to be... But I just want to make the point that inspectors and DCLG, like Mrs. Bignall has indicated, are extremely supportive of the work we're doing at Colchester Borders and between the three authorities.
I think it's worth remembering that the goalposts changed. The local plan that Joy's crediting Carlo with, actually, you'll be the first to admit, was worked on by previous Cabinet members going back to Iris Johnson, who started working at probably in 2007, I'm thinking. In 2010, we had a new government come in. In 2011, we had the Localism Act, and we had a massive change in legislation which led to loads of councils having their local plans kicked out. Now, luckily, ours wasn't actually kicked out. It just got killed at birth, or not at birth, when it was about to be sent off to the local plan. So I know Maldon had their whole local plan kicked out on some minor little point. It was they didn't have gypsy provision or something. And the entire plan got kicked out, and they had to start from scratch again. So we avoided that happening, but nevertheless, it is really frustrating. Anyway, the next speaker was Mark.
Thank you, Chair. I just wanted a little bit of clarification, really. There's a couple of other bits after that. I think the officers have already answered this, but for point one on the recommendation, we will be allowed to change the content of the consultation document after the consultation. The reason I bring that up is I have concerns, whilst everybody else is working out where it's going and everything else, I'm very concerned about the type of housing that's being built, how many bedrooms, what type of whether it's going to be rental and everything else. I'm working from an old SMAR document because I haven't seen the new one, and that's one of the reasons why I'm having a bit of a problem with it. But we seem to be building the wrong thing, and I don't want to hardwire it into the local plan. I just wanted to have time to drill down on that and I wanted to know if I would have the option to bring forward my points further along down the consultation process. And then point four, the delegation... I have no idea, I'll show my naivety, of what I'm delegating. So I was wondering if somebody could explain to me what that was.
Yeah, it's a good point. The one on the sustainability phrase was a couple of speakers, the public speakers, mentioned that. I know Kath did address that quite clearly, I think, in her preamble, but I think it's worth speaking to that again. And Kath, if you can answer Mark's two points there.
Thanks, Chair. The whole point of approving this is in order to go out to consultation, in order that the council gets feedback from many sources, and there will be an opportunity to make changes to the plan. I know you've shared with me that you have some concerns about the housing mix that's being talked about in here, and I'm happy to go through that with you, obviously, and people can make representations about that if they feel it's wrong. And we can explore that. So that is something that can change. In terms of the delegation, Lisa might be better at explaining the recommendations. I'm not sure. Is there a particular part of the recommendation you're concerned about?
Well, I think it's the sustainability appraisal, isn't it? You're not sure what we.
I have no idea what we're delegating. So if you could just give me a rough synopsis of what it is that you're actually asking me to delegate to you, then I can say yes or no.
The authority to the Constitution says that the decision to publish this for consultation lies with, it's a decision for local plan committee then to be referred on to council, so it has to go to council. This recommendation is asking you to delegate some parts of the decision making process to me in consultation with the chair, sort of for expediency. So the one about making minor amendments is because, as the late update demonstrates, yes, sure.
Sorry, I was just, it was just point four that I was really interested in.
Okay. Yeah, we're required to do make a sustainability appraisal of the plan. We don't have it here for you tonight because until we have a plan agreed for consultation, we can't finalise the appraisal of it. So some work has started on it, but it's not finalised yet. It's a fairly technical process. And what we're asking tonight is for you to delegate the decision to publish that for consultation to me in consultation with the chair.
I think we could include Ivan's amendment, if you don't mind me calling it that, Ivan, that we notify all members of this, of that, of four as well as three, before it goes out to consultation, that all members are sent a copy of what it is that's going out to consultation. That seems eminently.
That'd
There's no reason not to do that, is there?
That'd be fine with me.
Yeah, eminently sensible.